Welcome back, you guys. I told y'all it would not be long. Welcome back to Her Side. I love the title of my podcast. Like I said, I could bring so much relatable content to this to this podcast just by the title, you know, just coming from a woman's perspective. But yeah, welcome back, y'all. Today, my topic is I want to talk about the responsibility of housework in your home. I want y'all to tell me, like, whose responsibility is it? Is it the woman's? Is it the man's? Like, what side are you guys on? I know most people will say it's the woman's responsibility, and I'm very traditional. I do think it is a woman's responsibility to keep up her house and the kids and, you know, all things in between. But, you know, there is always a but. We live in a different day and age, you know. Like in the old days, you know, it was, you know, the women did do all that, but the men went out and worked. So you got this this day and age. I don't see too many men working, like, you know, grandpa, you know, our daddies, you know. A lot of women, they're either single and they take care of their house, they work and they take care of their kids by themselves, or they got a man at home that's not doing anything. So I guess we should look at some different scenarios. Okay, I'm a married woman. I do believe it is my responsibility to keep up my house, my kids, and whatnot. But on some certain days, like if I'm not feeling up to par, you know, because I go, I am constantly on my feet. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I do have a job, but I don't go consistently, and I have not always been like that. I just stopped working consistently full time about a year ago. Like, I was always working, but I decided to take a break so I can focus on my family and my house, and so that's what I'm doing. I used to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning before this pandemic started. But since the kids are at home now, they wear me out a little bit, so I get up at like 6 o'clock and I'm on my feet, cleaning up my house, doing something for their kids, making sure everybody is fed. If I got to go to the grocery store, I go to the grocery store. If I got to do laundry, like, all of that is on me. But like I say, there's always a but. If I'm not feeling good and I express to my husband that I'm not feeling good, he gonna get his butt up and he gonna do something. I'm just gonna be honest, but it's not his sole responsibility in our house. For, you know, it's kind of unspoken though. Like, it's an unspoken rule that, you know, I'm in charge of those things. But like I say, like, I'm traditional when it comes to that part because I like things done a certain way or whatever. So yeah, in my house, it's my responsibility. But like I said, we got so many different scenarios out there, you know, and we're gonna discuss them. So I want y'all to let me know, like, if you're married, what do you do? Like, is it your responsibility? And like I say, the roles could be reversed. I just stopped working, so, you know, my husband, he works, you know, he go outside of the house, so, you know, he do what he have to do. You know, if you're gonna be traditional, I feel like you should be traditional on both sides, the man and the woman. I'm not gonna be at home not doing nothing if he's working. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I was working and he was at home, then it'll be a different story. But we're traditional when it comes to that part of our relationship, you know, in our house. But you got, you know, some men that can't hold no job down, and they women out working, and they expect their woman to come home and clean up a house after they've been there all day, or to take care of the kids and or to feed them. And that's a lot. I feel like, you know, when it comes to us about when it comes to a situation like that, I feel like, you know, we need to make some rules. Like, we need to sit down and have an adult conversation about, you know, who needs to do what, because it can get overwhelming when one person feels like they have more responsibility in it than somebody else in a relationship. I have been there. I have felt that way. Now, sometimes even though I say that it's my responsibility, sometimes I don't feel appreciated. Like, they're so used to me just doing those things that they think it's automatic. They don't think that my body gets tired. And sometimes I'm not sick, I'm just tired, you know. I think I deserve a break sometimes, just like, you know, he deserves a break from work. You know, you have to give each other breaks. But some men are the cooks in a relationship. My man is not. I'm the cook as well, but some men are the cook. So, you know, if your man cook for you, you know, do you do the dishes? Like, what? Like, I really want to hear from y'all women. Like, I really got to get somebody, like, some guests on my podcast, because I really want to hear from women. You know, like I say, it's 2020. It's not the 80s, the 70s, 80s, you know, with the women stayed in the household. Like, women get out there and they work, they bust their tails for their family, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to hear from women. I think next week I'm gonna start, like, introducing women, or like have family and friends, just to have a different perspective on, you know, the topics that I want to talk about. But I really want to hear from you guys. Like, what do you guys do? Like, me and Tyson are not always traditional. Like, we are very open-minded, but because I wanted to stay at home to, you know, and handle my house, because like I said, I like things done a certain way. I wouldn't say that I'm OCD, but I cannot live in a cluttered house. I cannot live in an unclean house. It does something to me. I know you guys heard me on another episode tell you about my anxiety. It does cause me anxiety. So I get up early in the morning just to do those things for me. It's for my family as well. But like I say, the person that you're supposed to put most first in your relationship is you, yourself, and you, you know. So I do those things for me, and they benefit off of that. But I really got to hear, like, you know, some people just have non-traditional households, like the men cook or the men do the cleaning and the women work. Or some men might feel like I do sometimes. I feel unappreciated, like they do the cooking and the cleaning, and, you know, they wives or their girlfriends don't even, you know, acknowledge it, you know. I'm not saying that my husband do that. Like, most of the time, you know, he tell me thank you most of the time. He love me. He appreciate me, you know, and they give me motivation to keep going. But yeah, I really want to hear, like, what do you guys think, whose responsibility it is, to do the housework in your house? Like, and then, you know, like I say, it's traditional inside and outside, because Tyson mostly does the outside work. But let me tell you, I'm not really traditional when it comes to that, because if I see something that needs to be done, I will do it, and he know I will. He is really upset. He gets really upset when he thinks I'm trying to do his job, you know. But I don't see it that way. I see it as it needs to be done, so I'm gonna do it. So I guess I'm traditional because I feel like a woman is supposed to do those things in the house. But I'm non-traditional because I think that I'm gonna do whatever needs to be done. I don't care if it's outside the house, inside the house, like, whatever need to be done, I'm gonna do it. You know, if he's there, of course he's gonna do it. I know my responsibility, but I let him make his own responsibility. Like, I'm not gonna step over something. Like, okay, the trash, the man's supposed to take the trash out. If it's overflowing, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take that trash out. I'm not gonna wait on somebody to do something just because they feel like that's their job. I don't care that I'm married. I don't care I have a husband or somebody to do that job. If he's not there, or I'm looking at it, I'm not gonna get mad. And that's another thing. Yeah, I'm not gonna get mad that he is not gonna do it when I want him to do it. You know, I'm just gonna get my butt up and I'm gonna do it because I like a clean house for first and foremost. And that's, and back to that, like, some people think that would get mad at somebody in a relationship, like their significant other, for not doing things that they feel like they should do. I think that is crazy. Now, I used to be like that. Say, like, you know, I asked Tyson to do something, or I really expected him to wash my car. You know, I was like, "Babe, can you wash my car?" "Yeah, I'm gonna do it." Okay, he said he gonna do it, but he didn't do it. I waited a day. I waited another day. He still didn't do it. Now I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't washed my car. Some people are like that. I am the type that, you know, if he don't do it, I'm gonna do it. In the beginning of our relationship, I wasn't like that. But I have, I've evolved in our relationship. You kind of adapt. Because you get tired of being mad. I got tired of being mad about something that I knew I could do myself. Now, is washing the car a man's job? I'm not gonna say it's a man's job, but you know, he mostly washed the cars. But I try not to get upset and wait on something that I can do for myself. So, and I've heard that plenty of times. Like, so many of my friends get so upset and call me, you know, they so mad about what they man is not doing. And I'm like, why didn't you do it yourself? Because I will. You know, like, y'all, that is craziness. I don't care if you, and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of that going on around on social media. Like, you know, what a man's job is and what a woman's job is. And I'm not gonna do this if I got a man in the house. Like, that is crazy. Like, yeah, if he's there, he's gonna do it. A man, you don't have to tell a man how to be a man, just like a man don't have to tell you, you know, to be a woman. You know, you're gonna do what you feel like you need to do. But I'm not gonna wait on somebody to do something that I can do for myself if I got a man in my life or not, period. I mean, you learn to adapt. If Tyson leave me today, I think I'll be okay. I'll be hurt, you know, but responsibility wise, like, I'm gonna do what I need to do for me and my kids. The only people that I feel like I'm really responsible for are my kids. Me and Tyson have this like unspoken responsibility to each other because we've been together for so long. We don't have to tell each other to do certain things, you know. And even if I expect him to do certain things, I'm not gonna wait on him to do something that I can do for myself. So yeah, like, that's a big issue. I see a lot of that floating around on social media. Like, it's, every time I see it, I think it's just so funny. Like, really? Like, you really think that way? Like it's 2020, you guys. It's 2020. Things are not traditional anymore, unless, you know, like I said, like the relationship that I have with my husband, it's unspoken. You know, you just gotta have a good relationship. But everything is not traditional. I think, you know, I'm really just trying to get you guys to just open your mind. You know, like, if you do not have anybody in your life and you want something, but you have those rules set in place, I advise you to open your mind. You know, so if you try, you won't be upset. Like, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to get upset about every little thing that you expect somebody to do for you when you can do it. Learn to do them for yourself you know, first and foremost. And then you won't be hurt when somebody let you down. Like, that expectation is not met. You won't be mad about it, you know, when you learn to do it for yourself. It's okay. But, you know, that saying is true to a certain extent. Okay, yeah, I don't do certain things, and I'm not gonna lie, certain things I don't do in my house. I might do them every once in a while. Certain things I do not do because he is there, but I'm just not gonna expect him to have that responsibility, if that makes sense. I don't think I'm using the right word play for this, but like, I'm just not gonna hold him to something that I know I can do for myself, even though he does it all the time. The day that he don't do it, I'm still gonna be okay. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the day that he don't do it, I'm gonna be fine. The day that he is not there, I'm gonna be fine, because my mind is open. We have to learn to open our minds, even in a relationship. You know, you gotta put you before anybody else, because if the day that they don't do it, you're gonna be fine. So yeah, the housework thing, I really just wanted to address that. Like, how do you guys feel about it? I really want to hear your feedback on it. So if you guys could comment on this video, I'm gonna post it on my social media. If you guys could comment on it and tell me what who do you think the responsibility of the housework is, and just your views on the housework period in your relationship, and just share your story. I want to hear your stories. I want to know if your man is the cook. You know, I want to know if your man is the, you know, especially if it's non-traditional, I want to know if your man is the cleaner, you know, all of that stuff. Like, I want y'all to talk to me. And then when you listen to this video and you comment, y'all give me some more topics that we can talk about. And if you want to be on my podcast, let me know, and I figure out how to make it happen. You know, I'm small time now, but who's to say? I might be big time one day. I'm hoping I am. You know, I just want to, you know, just, I want y'all to hear from her side, you know. But yeah, y'all let me know. And I'm out, y'all.